comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call
From
Earth.
From sea to shining sea, throughout the solar system, and extending.
Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. For those on the radio channel, you just got an extra little treat there. But anyway, thank you for being here. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. And I'm delighted you're here. You could, there are a million other things you could be doing, but you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate that tremendously. I want everybody to remember, and those of you who are brand new, there's no reason you would remember this because, this is your first time here. We have a free weekly newsletter. It is called the K-Files, and there's no reason not to get it because it's free. There's no genius in not getting something free when it's good, and the K-Files is good. So go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and right in the middle of the screen you'll see K-Files. Just click that and subscribe. You'll get an email with a link in it that you have to use to activate your subscription. So once you activate it, you'll start getting it free, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. The Alchemy event is coming up November the 11th, 12th, and 13th out in Los Angeles. I'm going to be there, and I hope to meet you there. I'm quite serious. I've been telling you, and I am dead serious about this. I want to get your autograph. You are the folks that make this happen. And I want to meet you. I want to get your autograph, get my picture taken with you. If you want to get your picture taken with me, that's up to you. But I want a picture of me and you. So come on out and meet me. I'll be speaking on the 13th. My guest this evening will also be speaking there. And it's going to be probably the most significant event of its kind this decade. So be sure you're there. Now, if you can't be there personally, you can take it all in online with live streaming. Just get over to alchemyevent.com, alchemyevent.com, and register for the online streaming. Also, let me remind you that we have one fantastic members community here at the Kevin Smith Show. If you're not part of our community, there's no genius in that either. It's only $7.50 a month. That comes out to 25 cents per day. Now, come on. It's worth probably, many times over what we charge for it. And there's so much stuff in there, and it's absolutely fantastic. Now, it's always free to listen to the show. But if you're a member, you can watch the show. If you're a member, you can watch the show for the next 24 hours if you happen to miss it live. If you're a member, you get into the forums, you get into our archives called the K-Pods. If you are a member, you get the chat, you get your own friends page, your own blog, your own photo album, your own video album where you can upload video clips. It's fantastic. Nothing else like it on any other show in our genre. So, why not join tonight? It's only $7.50. And we will give you the first 7 days for free right now. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking with Princess Nakamaru. Ladies and gentlemen, back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is someone that for many of you, you're very familiar with her. She's known all around this planet. Some of you, maybe you don't know her. Her name is Princess Kaoru Nakamaru, and I'm sure I didn't say it correctly, but we'll get her to instruct me on the proper way to say her name in just a moment. She is the granddaughter of Emperor Meiji, known to most of us in the West as Emperor Mutsuhito. He is the emperor who modernized Japan, and we'll talk about him in just a moment, just a little bit. Princess Nakamaru spent her early childhood at the Royal Palace of China, known to most of us as the Forbidden City. She's a graduate of Columbia University and is a world-renowned journalist and published author. It is really a very special, very particular privilege to have her with us this evening. And I guess at this point it's time for me to just shut up and say, Princess Nakamaru, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you very much.
I know I did not say your name correctly. How do you pronounce it?
Well, you said right. Princess Kaoru Nakamaru.
Okay, well, I got close. Okay. The problem is my Texas accent. I apologize for that. But thank you so much for being with us. You've been very busy. You're just back from a seminar, a conference in Okinawa, right?
Yes, And just now, you know, while I was waiting for you, big earthquake right here.
Oh, really?
Yes, in Okinawa. It's very unusual.
So
but,
it's
ended. It's okay now.
So you are in Okinawa?
In Okinawa, yes. Mm-hmm. Oceanfront. Now I can look out.
Now, is that where you live? Do you live in Okinawa or do you live in Tokyo?
No, I moved from Tokyo to Hiroshima because of this this time, you know, tsunami in the in the northern area, and all this radiation problem and things like that. So I just moved out Tokyo. I now have a place in Hiroshima. You all know that
yes.
name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess you're still in Okinawa for a few days, or
yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm.
And so the earthquake you said was a pretty big earthquake.
Yes, very big. Usually in Okinawa there's no earthquake, you know, not mm-hmm. many. But just now while I was waiting, it shaked huge, you know, this whole building. But
wow.
It's okay now.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Before we just get into the deep stuff we're going to be talking about, let's get to know you just a little bit, because there are people in the audience who would not yet be familiar with you. You spent your early childhood at the Forbidden City or the Forbidden Castle there in China. Why China and not in Japan?
Well, my father, being a son of Emperor Meiji, was asked by Sun Yat-sen, the Chinese person who revolutionized China from Qing Dynasty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he helped, and it was successful. So that's how I was there for a while. Then mm-hmm. I came back to Japan. Both my parents a Japanese father and mother. So then I got all my higher education at Columbia University and finished the graduate school.
And then
186 countries throughout the world I traveled.
And yes. You have interviewed many of the world's leaders.
Yes.
Some of them.
Kings and the president and the Rothschild and David Rockefeller and all these people.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, your grandfather, Emperor Meiji, He ended the feudal shogun system, and he made all the Japanese people equal before the law. Your work, through your foundation and through all of your writings and your public appearances, really has, in a way, been a continuation of his principles, hasn't it?
Yes, it is. Through the spiritual renaissance, I am aiming one world peace and one world eventually. At the moment, the politics is more or less way of power. If you don't listen to us, we can bomb you, you know, kind of power, monetary power or military power. That is something at the moment going. So against to that, my concept is through the spiritual renaissance, mm-hmm. and sort of network of the light in each people's heart that will come out after 2013, maybe 2012, December 22nd on 3 days and three nights, we will have the opportunity. The electricity is totally blacked out because we are going into the fifth dimension. This is the third dimension now, this planet is. But when we go into the fifth dimension, we will go through the place called Nuru, and electricity, all this power is blocked out completely 3 days and three nights. But no media announcing, and no government is announcing, very few people know about it. So I hope this time, this audience, it's only one year, mm-hmm. and few months ahead. I think we should start being prepared just for 3 days, you see. After that, everything's fine.
Why are no media and no governments talking about this? Why are they keeping it a secret?
Well, I think so-called hidden government, they know, and they prepare themselves by flying out by UFO to the other planet or creating the underground city, you know, in America, mm-hmm. Norway, and Poland, Switzerland, and Australia. They keep 5 years worth of food, you know, mm-hmm. and water, and they think they can stay there, they can be saved. But they never tell to the mass media. They totally controlled the media, you see.
You know, it's pretty interesting. I watched a video in preparation for this show. I watched several videos, but I watched one where you were talking about the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about this secret government and their secret plans and so forth. And you were pretty revealing about a lot of that. Do you think that you get away with talking about that because you are a member of a royal family?
Not because I'm the member of the royal family, but I think I am protected from this many things by from the other world, you see, or from the UFO, mm-hmm. or from the other part of, you know, inside the planet, there's a high civilization existing. I could contact them too, you see. I could contact UFO people too, you see. So all of these people somehow protect me from anything. That's how I've been traveling 186 countries, and even now I go to all over the world, you know, giving mm-hmm. speeches to Freemason group in Rome, or just a few weeks ago, I was invited by Vatican in Italy, you see. So I could communicate these concepts with them, and I've been finding very new idea from the Vatican people. Some of the lady getting a message from Jesus Christ last 25 years, and they are now building new under the new concept, the shrine, I mean the temple, making the Holy Spirit as a sort of basis, and any religious people, including Muslim or Jewish or Buddhist or Christian, they can all, you know, visit that temple.
Mm-hmm.
Palestrina is the place they are now building. I was invited to them, to that place recently.
I read on your website that you yourself are not part of any organized religion. You have your own religious beliefs, but you yourself are not part of any religious group. Do you think that's helpful? Is that why you sort of get invited to all these different groups? They don't feel nervous about you?
Exactly. In 1976, I had fantastic spiritual experience. Almighty God, creator of this universe, is the light and love and energy. That's what I learned. And part of that, as a Holy Spirit, or as in Japanese I say Wakemitama, part of that spirit, we human being has that in our heart. That means we can tell a lie to the other people, but we can never tell a lie to ourselves. That is that you can call the conscience, you see, the beautiful part of human body, in soul.
Mm-hmm.
Each person has that part of the God inside of us. So our body is like a shrine, keeping the part of God inside, you see. That is my belief. So any religion in the world, for example, I learned Erlante is someone closest to God. He guided Moses under the name of Yahweh. He guided Jesus Christ under the name of Jehovah. He guided Muslim people under the name of Allah. And he guided Buddhist Buddha under the name of Brahman. But he never called himself as God, and neither all these people, high-level developed people like Jesus, Moses, or Buddha, they never called themselves God. God, creator, is the light and the love energy, and we all have part of that in our heart, you see. That is my belief. That means regardless of any religion or historical ideology, we human beings are all son and daughter of the God, each one of them. Then 1976, I had experience of the concept reincarnation, that our soul never die. We keep on, you know, we will be born various places and come back to this world. That means each human being has physical ancestor, but at the same time we have spiritual ancestor. That means our soul never die. So that is the horizontal line and vertical line and horizontal, the discrossed part. If we human being put in our heart, that means we can go back any time to the other world, and we never die. Our soul are continuous. Once I experienced that, I am not afraid of anything. So my mission, I felt through the spiritual renaissance, telling the truth to the world. We are sort of covered up by very dark energy. But once the truths are revealed, all this dark side are getting weaker and weaker, you see. And that's my belief, and I've been continuing that way by publishing almost 60 books now, from international affairs to the spiritual world, you see. So mostly in Japanese, but in English and French and Spanish and Korean language. About 2012, I published, because it's very important. If you're interested in, I can send you, you know, by internet, the whole book in English to you.
Oh, I very much would like to see it. I very, very much would. Now, you're talking about how the dark side is continually getting weaker. And, you know, this is something that I say in different words, but I say it all the time on this show, that what we are seeing right now is the current paradigm, which is all about power. And that can be political power, military power, or money power. But it's all about power. And we are seeing this paradigm in its death spasms now. It's already losing its grip.
Oh, yes, it is.
And most of the time, whenever people talk about these folks in charge of this paradigm, they're talking, they use terms like the powers that be, or one of our frequent callers says the powers that want to be. They use terms like the elite and so forth, and that's true. But it certainly would not, it doesn't apply to everyone who would be normally considered among the elite. I mean, you're part of a royal family, and you're speaking out, exposing a lot of this. And so, and you talk about how they are losing their grip. You think they will have lost their grip entirely, I think, by December 2012, is that right?
Yes, 22nd of December 2012. They lose completely, yes.
So what will replace that? Well, a break just took over. So we'll step away for this break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue talking with Princess Nakamura. Don't go away.
And you're listening to the Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Princess Nakamura from Japan. And she is well known around the world as a journalist. She is, of course, well known in Japan, and partly not only as a journalist, but because she hosted a television show called, I believe this is correct, was it called Follow the Sun?
Following the Sun.
Yeah.
Yes. World, you know, major, almost 200 very important people in this 20th century. I interviewed and made an interview documentary.
So I was about to ask, when we went to break, I was about to ask you about, as this current power paradigm is losing its grip, and we're watching it pretty much in its death spasms now. You said that on December 22nd, 2012, it's all over for them. They're finished. So what's going to replace this current power paradigm?
You see, 2012, December 22nd, this planet will go into this photon belt completely. That is on the fifth dimension. And all the people who are physically and spiritually harmonious people, they can go into, you know, but all the dark-hearted people, the kind of people who start war and all this kind of thing because of the money matter, they will be born in the same kind of the planet, just like this planet. There is still war is going on. Another planet like this planet, they will be born there. So after 2013, I think all these people who are quite harmonious people will go in, but all this money matter, I mean, this kind of capitalistic way of system are ended right there. So completely new civilization we will start. So not overnight, just like this, but it takes time, mm-hmm. gradually, but that is a new, completely new spiritual world. New civilization will start.
Well, of course, what you're talking about and what I'm talking about, it would seem this would be the end of all of the royal lines, all the royal families, all the royal dynasties, because they exist as part of the current system. Have you ever been discouraged from talking about this by either the royal family in Japan or any other royal families around the world? Have they ever discouraged you from talking about this?
No. I don't mean all the royal family will, you know, finish. No, I mean the kind of people who start war and all these dark-hearted people. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly name, but not necessarily like Japanese royal family will end. No, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to continue, yes.
So there could be, for mm-hmm. instance, this is just an example, if there is mm-hmm. a member of the Japanese royal family that is dark-hearted, that member doesn't survive this, but the rest of the family does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever you did the expose on the Illuminati, you did the broadcast about these secret societies and secret government. Were you discouraged by anybody? Did anybody contact you and tell you, Princess, don't talk about this?
No. It never happened. Whenever in the beginning when I published the book, you know, all the publishers, they are sort of wondering, is it okay? Nobody make a claim? But nothing happened. So I've been continually publishing. Now already 60 books I published in Japanese, and that is why from Hokkaido to all the you know, like Okinawa, all over the Japan, I constantly make speech, and also I go out foreign country, and also North and South Korea, I'm both invited, and China and Europe in America. December, I'm going to America. There's a conference, Pythagoras conference. They have a December, 3 days. They talk about 2012, and I'm invited already. So this is the way. Nobody ever tried to stop me saying anything, luckily.
Well, I think it would be, really, it would be very difficult for someone outside of the royal family to try to stop you. It would have to be, opposition to you would have to come from above you in the family in order for it to be effective, wouldn't it?
No, I think it's not because I'm the part of a royal family, because I've been telling the truth, mm-hmm. and I am protected very much from the other world, mm-hmm. you know, all these angels, you know, in the other world or in universe even. Mm-hmm. UFO, you know the UFO?
Yes.
Follow me any place I go when I have seminar. Even yesterday, huge UFO. And one individual called Quentin, he is supposed to be to protect this Earth. It's a federation of universe, and he is a key person. And I've been communicating with him constantly. Whenever I make a trip, the UFO follows me, and they say 30,000 people can be on that UFO. It's a huge one.
Oh, wow.
And yes, if you can take a look at my homepage, you can see that UFO. You know, some of us just took the photo, and it just shows completely.
Wow. All right. I want to talk about Fukushima for just a minute. You mentioned it earlier. A tremendous, tremendous tragedy. And by the way, one of my heroes is a little guy in Japan who has played some concerts to raise money for the victims of everything that has happened up around Fukushima. A little guy by the name of Yuto Miyazawa. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he is a fantastic rock guitarist, and he's only 11 years old, but he's been wowing the world since he was 8. So I love to watch him and listen to him, and he's been playing some concerts raising money for relief for people in the Fukushima area. But there are reports on the internet, Princess, that I don't know what to make of them, but there are reports that say that the Fukushima earthquake was caused by some kind of advanced weapon in the hands of the Illuminati. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, because several months ago I made a questionnaire to them. And after that Fukushima thing, I asked them, even this, did you do it? You know, I added that question. Then the whole answer came back saying, yes, we did it, because Japan is the country of God. So definitely they said they determined to destroy Japan. And I published, you know, they sent back in Italian, in Greek language, Latin, and all this thick document. So I published in Japanese. It's never been published in English or any language. Maybe I think your people want to read it. This is amazing. They even show the weapon to cause earthquake or anything. In the sea, you see huge picture, and quite many things, surprising things. But somehow, they only sent me all this document. I think if the American read it, I think it will be amazed. Some of things about America, they just show in writing many mm-hmm. things.
All right. Well, you said you sent them some questions, so mm-hmm. this implies that you know who the top Illuminati are. and that you have ability to contact them. Would that be correct?
Well, they not just the one person, but whoever answered me, they even showed the face and name and everything. I can send you that Japanese book, and you can bring in some publisher. If they like to publish in English, they can use my book. But only in Japanese I published, and it's amazing thing, you see. Just Illuminati really exists, and they say they want to reduce the population of the world one-tenth of the things, you see. It too much population, they say. And they... You know about this even AIDS and influenza and things like that are weapon, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what amazes me, though, about the questions that you sent them is that you knew where to send them. I mean, if I wanted...
Through this one person, 33 degree of the Illuminati, he start coming to Japan. He said, in Japan, there is a lady who talk about, who conveyed the will of the God to the people. So he came to me, and he himself start disclosing all this Illuminati thing. So I said, well, just talking two of us like this is not very good. Why not in front of camera? So he talked with me as a dialogue. Then first that happened. So through that person, I sent all that questions, and he brought into that Illuminati people, top people, because he was one of that member, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, we have to step away for a break. And what we're going to do is step away for that break, but we won't be gone very long. And when we come back, we'll continue talking with Princess Nakamaru. And I want to pick up right there talking about this 33-degree Illuminati that came to see her and what was disclosed, what happened. All right, we will return right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And my guest this evening is Princess Nakamaru. And we were talking, Princess, before we went away for break, about this Illuminati person that came to see you. And you said he was 33-degree Illuminati. He looked you up, wanted to talk with you, and he started disclosing things. And you said, well, why not say this on the camera? Mm-hmm. And what did he say?
Yes, he said there are terrible people in Illuminati. For example, they start war because of the money, and also they start mixing in vaccine all kinds of disease like AIDS or influenza and things like that, and then using WHO and also media, they start, you know, spreading the idea, oh, it's terrible, we all need a vaccine for that. And then some of the government buy quite, you know, 70 million people worth of that vaccine, this and that. This is all the money-making things, he said. This is crazy. This is just terrible Illuminati people existing and spreading the idea like that just for the money. You know, he was giving all that example, saying that. So that was the start, how I start questioning to Illuminati people, you know, why and how you exist and what's the purpose and all that very sick pages of questionnaire I sent to them.
And he was talking about these terrible people in the Illuminati, and yet he's part of the Illuminati. Did he explain anything about, you know, is he one of these terrible people? And if he's not, why does he remain part of it?
No. His conscience aches. That's why he started disclosing. And he was taken all of his held property and things. Like he was persecuted quite a bit, many years. And now he doesn't work with them. But at least, you see, Illuminati top people are blood-related people, too. So he knows some of the top people because of his family, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's not active among these terrible people, but at least he can bring my questions to the top people. And top people wrote me back all these questions. So this is something very important to find out what they're planning and who they are. I can also send you in Japanese. You can take a look at some of the pictures. You can be amazed, you know, some of your friends. That I don't name it, but your country's president before becoming president already in a small gathering with the top Illuminati people, you know, they're taking pictures. So then they say, American president, whoever they become, 33 degree of the Illuminati they are, otherwise they cannot be president in America, they say. And we are just handling them, do this and do that, and they just work according to our suggestion. You know, in the book, in the answer, they clearly say that even the name and face they show, they're not hiding.
And do they say that about the current president as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 33 degrees, he said. They said.
Wow. Well, you know, that is quite disturbing. But it isn't. I mean, I have heard things like that before, but I mean, you got it straight from the top Illuminati people.
Yes. You know? Even in writing, you see, they answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, when you found out that they were behind Fukushima, they were behind the earthquake, the tsunami, and ultimately then they are the cause of the radiation leaks. How did you feel about that? Did you feel as though Japan had just been invaded?
I think they tried to invade again Japan, but luckily just stopped at the Fukushima area. I think they wanted to even destroy Tokyo and Mount Fuji to explode, but they were not successful. So, including Japanese government, they all know what happened, but they never say that. But until 2012, December 22nd, we cannot really, you know, to reveal this against them. If I tell all the detail, it's too much over this wave, you know. So, so that is the situation. We just
Princess,
have patient you until 2012. You see, they are going to disappear anyway from this earth. very soon.
Princess, have you talked with any people inside of the Japanese government about Fukushima and the Illuminati? I mean, have they told you that they are aware of this, but they don't need to be talking about it right now?
Well, I publish book one after another very clearly. So most of the Japanese intelligent people, they know, and the government people read it. But you see, even by knowing, they just cannot say much. That's how I found out until 2012, December. This is the present situation, you know. Just, I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry at the time for American people too, you know, very much. Because they don't know anything. What your government, what your military people are doing.
Well, that's another thing that I say on this show is that I tell the audience, folks, if you want to know what's going on here, you have to get your news from somewhere else. Because the news media here is incredibly incompetent. Well, that's not true. They are competent people. They are incredibly deceptive in the way they present the news. And, I mean, it's quite clear to most of us that it is a controlled media, not a free media, but a controlled media. Who's controlling them?
Yes, this shadow government people. Totally controlled media, you see. Both TV and newspaper. Mass media is totally controlled throughout the world. So this planet is just like hypnotized, you know. This is the situation. That's how I start creating Following the Sun organization or international affair group. You know, that's how I can newspaper I can publish once a month, and then I can have a seminar and a conference and also speech all over Japan and even outside of Japan, wherever they invited me. And that's the only way to tell the truth, you see.
All right, we have to step away again here for just a few minutes, and then we have a long stretch there where we don't have to step away. When we come back from this break, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is open the telephone lines so that you can, if you wish, participate in tonight's show and speak with our guest, Princess Nakamura. All right, we'll return right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and I want to welcome all of you who are joining us just now in this second hour. Welcome aboard. We're delighted to have you. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. My guest this evening is a very, very special guest. My guest is Princess Kaoru Nakamura. I know I'm not saying it right, but I'm really, honestly doing my best, I promise you. But Princess, again, we want to thank you so much for being with us this evening. And before we launch into the second hour, you told us in the first hour about an earthquake. While you were waiting to come on the air, there was an earthquake there. Have there been any more aftershocks or anything?
No, just finished.
Well, that's good.
Few minutes, yes, just.
Our telephone line is open, ladies and gentlemen, and it is 623-444-5889. If you wish to participate in tonight's show, if you have a question or if you have a comment for Princess Nakamaru, we want you to have the opportunity. So the telephone number again is 623-444-5889. Now, if you're not in the United States and you're not in Canada, we understand international long distance can be expensive. So we have an additional option for you, and that is a flash message. Go to my website, scroll down until you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above that picture is a link that says flash message. Now, if you're in the USA or Canada, don't use that, because I won't read it on the air. We have telephones, and it's easy for you to call us. 623-444-5889. All right, so you know, and you have interviewed, and you have filmed the interview, or videotaped the interview, of a 33-degree Illuminati. And you had the opportunity to really kind of get into this person's mind and know what he's thinking, because you are one of the top interviewers on this planet, and that has been acknowledged by many people, including, I think it was it Newsweek that acknowledged that? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had the opportunity to get into his mind as you interviewed him. What do you think? Are the Illuminati evil? Do you think
yes,
they are evil?
Yes. He was saying in the beginning of the Illuminati, they are illuminating people, the beautiful hearted people. He was saying even Jesus Christ is a member of Illuminati. But something like 17th century or so, Weishaupt, you know, from Europe, I mean the German nationality or someone, coming into Illuminati, then all this evil worshipping, you see, the satanic power and so forth. And that's how it changed greatly. That is his explanation. So he was saying now in the Illuminati people, in the American government or European government people or this and that, he was saying terrible people just for the money making, you know, starting war or starting spreading all these virus, you know, mm-hmm. disease things. And that's how he started talking to me, you see.
When I was in East Timor, I used to be international police, and I was serving in East Timor. We had a group of Japanese soldiers who came to do basically humanitarian work in East Timor. And since World War II, the Japanese military, by, I believe, a provision in your constitution, can only be deployed as
self-defense.
Self-defense, or mm-hmm. in this case, humanitarian work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a good thing? Should it remain that way?
Oh, yes, yes, because Constitution 9 prohibit our soldier to carry any weapon and outside this and that. So I think we had enough of that. You know, we are bombed. We are dropped two atomic bombs on the planet. I on the earth, on Japanese soil. You see, mm-hmm. this war is really a terrible thing. We like to stand up as a saint country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
All right, now, you have interviewed over the course of the years a great many of the leaders of this world. Some of the people you have interviewed are people that, at least in the West, are considered bad guys. And then, of course, one was considered sometimes a really bad guy, and sometimes he was a pretty good guy, and kind of an enigma. And he's been much in the news lately, Muammar Gaddafi. You went, I think you spent 3 days interviewing and filming with Muammar Gaddafi. Let's start with him. Is he a good guy? Was he a good guy, or was he a bad guy?
Well, the way he was killed this time, I think in the history later, many things will be disclosed, because NATO bombed 20,000 times, you see, and some of the policy he had in the country, I cannot explain a great deal, but some people start already saying country like that, you know, the many people are free education, free hospitality, and about taxation, and all these benefit, entire nation, entire people had it, and all these things are not discussed in the mass media, and just because of the oil, I think he produced, that country produced third country, you know, in the world, who produced the oil, the third largest oil amount they have. So it looks like later in history, I think they can discuss, they can check from the many part. Of course, I met him. He was saying he admired Sun Yat-sen, who did sort of thrown out Qin Dynasty and made a modernized China, you know. So I met, when I met him almost more than 30 years ago, and just 2 years ago I went that country, I was invited and I went to that country. I was amazed. The desert was completely green, you know, many part of that. And so many Western part, European people are at the airport and all the five-star hotels, you know. Then in the city itself become one of these beautiful Japanese shopping area-like. And I was watching who are going to shop there, and mostly Libyan people. So I was amazed in a few years, you know, he really changed the country, and it's too bad that he was killed in such a way. I think he should have been tried in the civilized way, you see. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, yes, I do think that, you know, they captured him alive and had a responsibility to keep him alive and bring him to a trial and allow him to, If they had charges against him, you know, under international law, he has a right to face his accusers and to cross examine them in court. And I think it was since he was captured alive, I think it was their responsibility to keep him alive and keep him safe and bring him to court. But, you know, unfortunately, there are people who hear things, especially, you know, I know about this because I do this every night. There are people that hear me say things like that, and then I get nasty email from people saying that I'm a sympathizer with a terrorist. That's not the case, folks. The case is, are we civilized or not? And if we are, then there is the rule of law. And if someone is captured alive and you have charges against them, you have a responsibility to keep them safe and bring them to court. I also saw pictures of you interviewing Idi Amin, I believe, in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would have been many years ago because he's been out of power for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was seen in the West as being a really bad guy. How did he strike you?
Well, when I met him, he brought his little son, like 3 years old or so. Almost 2 complete hours he discussed with me international politics, this and that completely. He was very civilized, and he was very like a gentleman. And he also arranged the boat trip all the way to Lake Victoria, you know. Then what was amazing was that same time there was a French TV people, and when that ship was going on the top of that roof, camera crew setting the camera and interviewing Idi Amin on the top of that very shaky place on the, on the roof, and 3 months later, somehow I was in Paris traveling. I was staying at the Paris hotel. Then I looked at TV just by coincidence. I saw that interview, you know, that they were filming. They didn't say where they were interviewing, but you see, it's a very shaky place. So he was shaking like this. Then he was saying, oh, this is a, you know, he was pointing fish and this and that. So as if he was completely out of mind, he was stupid and unstable person. They made up that kind of concept just in the beginning and filming such a way. I was amazed that that's how mass media really brainwashed people. You know, brainwash means 7 times, even if it's a lie, if the people hear 7 times, people start thinking, oh, is that so? But if they hear 20 times, they start believing very much, oh, that's a terrible guy. If that is the country like that, we can invade, that's okay. You know, it's very brainwashed, is that means. That means whole planet is now totally brainwashed. You see, that's how I start finding out about the hidden government, and I start finding about the true picture of the country. When I went to North Korea, when I went to Gaddafi person, when I saw Saddam Hussein, country or people entirely different from mass media is talking. That's how I start thinking, oh, someone is really mobilizing all kinds of stuff, start brainwashing people through the mass media. That is the beginning, my feeling start and try to find out the truth, you see.
And yet, you have been a part of mass media.
No, it in the beginning, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 35 years ago, 2 years, and until 1976, I was mass media. That time, I was not talking about hidden government or anything. I didn't know anything about that, you
mm-hmm.
see. So after 1976, I had fantastic spiritual experience. Then my chakra opened, my third eye opened, and all these things. I start finding all the truths, and all kinds of information started. Then I gathering all this, this, you know, hidden government exists, really. And then, by then, I was meeting, without knowing, the members of hidden government people. I don't name it, but if you take a look at my background, you'll find all the big names. So, after that, I just removed myself from mass media, you know. Then I set up International Affairs Institute in New York, and then I start doing all this spiritual work, and also start publishing the truth, you know, about international politics. So I'm completely away from the mass media. Mass media is to be too afraid to make me speak live, you see. They just want to, if they start doing that, the president of the TV station, they will be cut off immediately, you see.
All right. Now, you mentioned that everywhere you go, there are this UFO is there. Other people have seen this giant UFO. I believe you said there's a picture of it on your website.
Yes, yes. Yesterday, yes, every time I was there. Nowadays, I just bring down the pillar of the light from heaven on the earth, you see. Forever, the area, the vibration is not good. I gather together with people, hand in hand together, I make a big prayer to connect earth and heaven together and to bring down the prayer of the light. And it happens, you see. Mm-hmm. Completely purple light, then gold light coming down, just like that, you see. Each place is, in Okinawa, three places I already set up, and many people realize that what happened in instantly the vibration of the air changes, you see, clean up completely.
Okay, let's go to the telephone and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
Two things. It was a 6.8 earthquake, and I would like to know what she thinks, what the princess thinks of, I have heard that the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, the powers that want to be, are afraid of losing their power. So they're going to try and take as many people with them, whatever happens in December of 2012, as possible. So mm-hmm. It's up to us to see through that and make our own way.
Princess, what do you know about that? Do they have plans to take as many of us down as possible?
Yes. They. When I asked, did you also plan this yourself, you know, after that earthquake, I asked, they said, yes, of course we did. This is just the beginning. They said, we will, it will happen all over the world. We want to reduce the population until it becomes one-tenth of the whole population. You know? That's what they said, yes.
So they want to get it down to about, what would that be? 7 million? 70 million?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The number I heard was 500 million.
Yes, yes, that's what they even write in the book, in the answer. They came back that, yes. Mm-hmm.
500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, Princess, that they will be successful in any significant measure in doing that?
I don't think so. They're losing power now, yes, quite a bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Brent, you have another question or comment?
No, well, just kind of, like you say, Kevin, an animal backed into a corner is more dangerous than they are when they're out free.
Yes, yes. Sometimes an animal, when it's dying, becomes more dangerous for a little bit, but it's only a little bit.
Yeah, because then it's dead.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
All right, thanks. Princess, what do you think of that concept that in some ways they can be more dangerous now that their power is dying?
They say they can cause any kind of weather matter and also earthquake, pinpoint, you see. So many things happening throughout the world, flood and explosion of the things, or you know, earthquake here and there. I think Australian government announced Christchurch and the northern part of Japan's earthquake is a man-made earthquake, you know, something like a weapon, earthquake weapon. So many parts of the things, media just say natural cause, but in China it happened, in sort of Sumatra area, and Tahiti, and all of these are, I think, quite connected with that, you see. Even Turkey this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this caller said that the earthquake that you just experienced at the beginning of this show is being reported now as a 6.8. Now, that's a pretty strong earthquake.
Where? In
the earthquake that you felt at the beginning of this show.
Okinawa?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
6.8.
Yes, but not right on this place. Maybe some few kilos away someplace. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't seen it in the news.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you think there's a possibility they heard that you were going to be on this show and speaking to the world and decided to pinpoint you?
So.
No?
No. No.
All right.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah. All right. Let's go back to the UFO. Have you ever talked to any of the world leaders about UFOs?
I think your government, President Eisenhower, met 1950s area in the military base, you see. But it's secret. It was kept secret, so American people don't know about it.
But have you ever talked to world leaders about UFOs?
No, I don't. No.
What do you talk to them about usually?
Usually, I think to bring out each person's sort of personality and their vision of the world politics, and I never talk about the UFO matter, things like that, usually. But yes, maybe North Korean person, you know, the prime minister, above the prime minister person. Recently I met, I talked about UFO matter, that he was listening.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we have to step away from we have to step away for a break. And when we come back, I want to get into your meeting with the North Korean prime minister and what you talked with him about UFOs and what his response was. And by the way, folks, Princess Nakamura has been very instrumental in getting the North and South to talk to each other, North Korea and South Korea. All right, we will be back right after this.
Listening to the Kevin Smith Show, talk radio like nowhere else on earth, healing medicine for the mind.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Princess Nakamura, and she is a member of the royal family of Japan. Her grandfather is someone that, they make movies about him. They write books about him. He's a very, very famous emperor by the name of Emperor Meiji. In the West, we generally refer to him as Emperor Mutsuhito. But the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that he has a different name in Japan, if you don't know this, when an emperor passes away, when he dies, then they have a name assigned for his era. And he then is known by that name. And the name Emperor Meiji, basically in English, it translates to reign of enlightenment or enlightened reign. And he is the one who brought Japan out of the feudal shogun era and into the modern era where all Japanese were equal before the law. And so Princess Nakamaru is his granddaughter. Did you ever meet Emperor Meiji?
No, no. long time before my birth, he died, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right, because, let's see, what was it, 1912, mm-hmm. he passed away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry for the question. All right, now, when you are interviewing these world leaders, you know, they're on the world stage, and they are presented to us in the media as big shots. But you get to know them personally a little bit. And do they come across as big shots, or do they come across as just normal people with some pretty incredible problems they're dealing with?
Well, when I meet with the person, whoever it is, a king or a president or whoever, immediately I just straight talk to their heart, you know, heart-to-heart talk, like, so they're completely open, and we converse very naturally, you know, so very with open mind. It happened to everyone, yes.
Did you ever meet Slobodan Milosevic?
No.
Mm-hmm. I believe you did you ever meet the Shah of Iran?
Yes, I did, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how did you find him?
Well, he was, I think he was doing a white revolution, and he was believing he's doing a good thing for the country, you know. So I imagine when he was out of the country, he thought he would come back, you know. But he could never come back, and he just Khomeini were brought in from Paris, and Shah was dying outside of you know, mm-hmm. Iran. So I feel sorry again to him. He was sort of used very much by this hidden government people. Mm-hmm.
And do you think Khomeini is used as well?
Yes, yes. I think he. I heard Khomeini was part of that dark energy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a flash message here from one of our listeners in Thailand by the name of Neek. And Neek says, Kevin, I would like to thank you for having Princess Nakamaru as your guest for today's show. I'm so impressed with her. For so long, the masses of the world have cried out for someone of her caliber with influences to speak out. Hearing how openly Princess Nakamaru speaks out has given me hope. So you have a brand new fan in Thailand. Princess, have you had the opportunity to meet? I know you've met with and interviewed kings, but what about other members of the royal families? Have you had the opportunity to meet with some of them and talk with them about maybe they should speak out as well?
Yeah, Prince Monaco, you know, Grace Kelly's husband, you know, uh-huh. That prince I met, he was, I think he was, I feel sorry something happened to her, you know. That is also not just a natural death, natural accident. I think she was something to do, you know. So I feel sorry for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And just now, you changing the subject, just now the Thailand person, you know, from the Thai, the one person said, there's a flood now all over Thailand.
Yes.
That is also in Japan, there's a rumor, you know, that, to make suffer Japanese industry, that northern part of that earthquake and this and that, all the manufacturing parts, you know, for the machine and all that, mostly made in the northern part of Japan. So just now, finally, in 6 months, recovering that. But again, in Thailand, you know, almost 4,000 Japanese companies, mostly the manufacturing companies in Thailand, their company are completely under the water. So some of the people start feeling that is also manipulated to harm Japanese industry. It's, I don't know just how Thai people feel about that, but I feel very sorry what's happening in Thailand. You see, things like that, just nowadays we really have to think carefully. It's, even Katrina many years ago, you know, that and Tahiti and the southern part of China, all of these are pinpoint things, you see. Many things happening, yes.
Mm-hmm. When we went away for that break, we had just begun to talk about the North Korean Prime Minister, and you had a conversation with him in which you talked with him about UFOs. What did you say to him, and what was his response?
It looks like he didn't have much information, but he was he showed keen interest in what I'm saying about UFO matter, about world politics, international affairs, and you know, he was good listener. At the same time, he showed interest. He liked to be friendly with America, and also he liked to be good relation with Japan, you see. But always mass media is trying to give the opposite image about North Korea. I fear North Korea has uranium, you know, almost 1,000 year they can produce, and hidden government people want to take oil from the Middle East first, and after that from North Korea, the uranium. You know, that's mm-hmm. how they like to treat North Korea, in such a way. And also, they are not a part of the FR, you know, Federal Reserve Bank. North Korea and Iran are not members. That's why, you know, this hidden government people make it as a criminal sort of government.
Mm-hmm. Have you had the opportunity to talk with Ahmadinejad in Iran?
Not with him. After Shah, the new revolutionary head, I think that is before the Ahmadinejad, and this religious person who became the head of Iran. Mm-hmm. I was invited 20th anniversary of the Iranian revolution. So then I thought, well, I met Shah, you know, King Shah, would that be okay? And they said, yes, we know it, but we like to have you, and we'd like you to give a keynote speech for world peace. We are inviting 500 people from all over the world. And so 2 weeks I just went there. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel threatened in any way while you were there?
No, they're very kind. 2 weeks there. And when we arrived, I took my daughter with, and when we arrived, two person from foreign ministry, purely, complete, well-spoken Japanese, you know, and historically everything they know about, and we had a good conversation in Japanese. In 2 weeks, we had very well treated with them. Yes.
When if you were given the opportunity to interview Ahmadinejad, given that there are so many countries making noises now that sound like there is going to be an attack on Iran. If you could interview Ahmadinejad today, after you finish this show, the telephone rings, Ahmadinejad is there, what would you ask him?
Well, if they are really planning to build a nuclear weapon, and what they want to do with that, if that is the case, you know, I want to have him say truth out of his mouth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
First question I would ask that. I don't know what his answer is.
What do you think about nuclear weapons? Even with all of the treaties and reductions that have happened between the U.S. and Russia, there are still thousands of nuclear weapons between the two countries. And, of course, China would have some. And other countries, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. What do you think should be done with nuclear weapons?
I think it is ridiculous. Just a few countries, you know, the countries who have already against, you know, to them, totally, entire nuclear weapons should be avoided. I mean, completely finished. Without that, you know, the real peace would not come. At the moment, I think many people worry, you see, if Iran continues to build, maybe Israel may attack any moment.
All right, we have to step away for a break. And when we come back from this break, we'll pick up there and move forward. And one of the things that I want to talk about is how important is UFO information to world peace. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Princess Nakamaru. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on final approach, and that means if we only have a few minutes left in tonight's show, if you do have a question or a comment for the princess, please feel free to give us a call, 623-444-5889. Princess, the subject of UFOs is high on the list of things people are interested in around the world, and particularly the audience of this show. Do you think that UFOs are important in any way to world peace?
Yes, of course. But they cannot directly influence to the on the Earth matter, but they are watching very carefully. Last 25 years, they say almost now they cover 1 million UFO over the Earth, and you see 3 days and night the electricity will be blocked out 2012, December 22nd. Can you imagine what would happen to the atomic energy plant? You know, if that happens, if this atomic plant energy melting down, in case this planet are very difficult place to uneasy to keep on living, only that kind of time they say they can come and help. We're sort of harmonious, spiritually harmonious people have the aura, you know, over the head. They practiced any amount of people, millions of people, even 100 million of people they can save to bring out to into the UFO, and then they say they really want not to that kind of thing happen, but in case that happened, they're ready to save the people. But otherwise, they are just carefully watching, and we moved to the fifth dimension, 2012. And that time, all these dark-hearted people will disappear from this Earth and to be born in the other planet, similar to this Earth. That means, for the first time, they can come down and they can share all the high technology to the Earth and helping us. And the money matter will change. We don't need, we don't have to worry such a very greedy kind of a capitalistic system. I think we will have completely new enlightened civilization, they promised. And I believe we will move into that level very soon.
Okay, let's go to the telephone and caller. You are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Clay from Arkansas.
Hello, Clay.
Is man still going to be organic in this fifth dimension? And will he need food, clothing, shelter? Will people still have babies? Will you be able to get drunk off sake or bourbon? I'll take your answer off the line.
Okay. Do you understand the question?
No. What about the exact?
Okay.
He wants to know.
Yeah. In this fifth dimension, when we move into this fifth dimension. Are we still going to be organic in the sense that will people still have babies? Will we still need to eat, need clothing and shelter? Will we be organic?
Yes, we are. And very strong energy will come, will be helping to the human body. Our cell, human cell, could be changed, you know, but more than... More of the detail, he said he's not talking at the moment because individual difference, you see, will be there. How harmonious one person is, how much one's spiritual condition is cleansed, depending on that and also depending on what kind of life they like to continue to have. Each of these things matter. So I think we should, from now on, we should be act something our soul are really happy to act, to find out what we like to do in our heart, you know, our spirit, spiritually something desirable we should continually doing. And with very happy mode, a happy feeling, we should expect this 2012. Nothing to be afraid. So long as we prepare 3 days and night to be completely dark. We just prepare ourselves, you know, whatever we can do. And after that, we should just have a harmonious spiritual condition and the weight.
And so this darkness will happen beginning on December 22nd?
Yes, Japanese time. That means your time to 21st in America. Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 days and nights. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for 3 days and three nights,
yes.
Darkness. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everything's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So to prepare for that, we would need basic things like candles, mm-hmm. Flashlights, food, mm-hmm. some way to cook.
Yes.
Anything, all of it needs...
To warm up ourselves.
A way to warm ourselves, yeah.
To warm ourselves.
And it all needs to be non-electric.
No.
Yeah. Now, you're going to be speaking at the Alchemy event coming up November 11, 12, and 13.
On the 14th, our time, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be on the
13th. Your time, 13th, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that's the same day I'm speaking there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us this evening. I know you must be tired. You've just finished with the seminar there in Okinawa. You braved an earthquake and stayed with us. And I thank you so much for that and for giving us really an insight that we don't normally get from any royal families.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't wear that on your sleeve, so to speak, but at the same time, it's an insight into royal families that we don't normally get, and I thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
If you will, Princess Nakamura, just stay on the line with me for a moment. I have to bring the show in for a landing, and then after that, just for a moment or two, I would like to speak with you. So if you will, just stay on the line with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Princess Kaoru Nakamaru, if you go to my website and you scroll down till you see her picture, if you click on her picture, it will take you to her website. Okay, it's linked. So you click on her picture, it will take you to her website, and you will have a lot more insight than we could possibly give in 2 hours, and it's pretty amazing stuff, and she is quite an amazing lady, and my thanks again to the princess for being with us and for opening our eyes a little bit into some things we don't normally get to see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.